Lou Merlone joins us from WEI in Boston. Boston's the same, Ray. Why? 3 years? 3 years is reasonable? Get a show's chemistry going, yeah?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that say, come on, you said 3 years. What are you doing after just a year and a half?
And every show that gets taken off the air, then they have like a really good like ratings month or whatever. You see, you made a big mistake. You can say that to the bosses that be. So how is it? Let's start with the Red Sox. How is it there in terms of, this is an incredibly potent lineup now, Lou, but is every Red Sox fan asking the same thing? Will we have to deal one of our bats for a starting pitcher? Is that just the inevitable climax to this, if you will?
Yeah, it is a little bit different. It's a little bit strange, actually. You know, in 2010, that offseason, they sent Lackey and traded for Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford, and everybody was so ecstatic, right? Everybody was, greatest team ever. Now, all of a sudden, you wake up, and it's Panda and it's Haley Ramirez, and it's almost like split 50-50. Like, it's weird. Like, people almost aren't happy about it because they look at it as, this is a waste of money. This is stupid. One is fine, but why did you have to go get two? Where's everybody going to play? We still need pitching. Some of that is true. I think it'll work out to where once you went out and got that one big bat and now two big bats, you kind of made Johan Cespedes, I think, expendable. And I think that's what you're going to see happen. There's some teams out there that have a pitcher on a one-year deal, or 1 year before he's a free agent, same with Cespedes. So I think maybe you get a swap there with a couple of guys, but they now have to address pitching. Yeah, their lineup is potent, but they don't have any innings. I mean, they don't have any innings. Joe Kelly, Clay Buchholz, that's right now 1-2. That's just not going to cut it.
I understand what you're saying, because this appears to be a fan base that might be a little gun-shy about the big signings, where
right.
We can understand all the romanticism out of, that just that gang of swashbucklers that ended up winning everything 2 years ago.
Yeah, and it's also a little bit of ownership's fault here, because they jumped on the bandwagon 4 years ago, and then when they traded everybody, they've been really preaching borderline brainwashing, a fan base is saying, it's not smart to spend, and we've learned our lessons, and look at Toronto north of the border, look what they're doing, and look at the Yankees, and some people just haven't learned their lesson. And I always felt like that was sort of like waving your finger at everybody and thinking you're smarter, which is exactly what they tried to do last year. And now all of a sudden here they are realizing that, the prospects didn't work out, and they're spending the money. So it's almost like, they're getting what they deserve. I mean, they should have known that, you can spend money on role players if you've already got the superstars. If you've already got Jacoby Ellsbury and John Lester and John Lackey and David Ortiz and Dustin Pedroia, you can bring in your complements of Victorino and Napoli and guys like that. But when you start losing them, Lester's, Ellsbury's, you got to replace them, and that costs money. So they sort of did this to themselves, and now they're spending some money again.
Lou Merlone joining us on Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. What's it all mean for Xander Bogaerts? There's a guy similar, I suppose, in some way to Jose Iglesias, who they flipped for Jake Peavy, and Peavy was important. Is Bogaerts an obvious candidate to get flipped? Does he have a place to play anymore with the boppers now on the left side of the infield?
It still hasn't been really determined, but I'd be surprised if Xander Bogaerts not the shortstop. I'd hate to see them trade him. There was some talk about Hanley kind of agreeing to change positions, and the thought was he was coming here to play left field. Now, we'll see how that plays out. I'd be curious to see if not only Cespedes, because they got two of these guys, if Mike Napoli is a guy that they start shopping, and maybe try Hanley Ramirez at first base to keep him healthy, quite frankly, because going out and playing left field, I don't know if that's going to keep him healthy. But I think Xander, 21 years old, I mean, obviously you have that opportunity to get blown away with some kind of trade. But I want to see him improve. I want to see the first step quickness, the anticipation, and pick up a little bit of urgency defensively, kind of speed the game up defensively. I want one more year to see that. At 21, most kids are in A-ball or double-A trying to make those transitions and trying to get better the next year. And that's why I think it's tough to kind of evaluate Xander. But I don't think Hanley was brought here to play short. So we'll see how this thing plays out.
Lou Merlone, our guest, Brady Walker, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. The New England Patriots, they're a club that I feel like we've kind of forgotten about them over the last few years. We know they're good, but the conversation has been, but are they as good as they were a few years ago? This year's addition right now is at least turning our heads. What about yours?
Yeah, defense. And that's the thing. It's like almost seems like since, you know, 03, 04, when they went back to back, you know, the defense got old and Brady started taking off and, you know, started scoring 35, 40 points a game. And then, you know, everybody kept talking about how great they were. But the reality was is that come January, they never had a good defensive team since they won Super Bowls. You know, it's all been Brady during the regular season. He put up big numbers. And this year's group's different. And I think that's probably the biggest difference is the defense. What Revis has done, what Browner has done. The question was Brady has to be great in order for this team to win, you know. And once you get into the postseason, you play better defenses. Teams might struggle. If Brady is subpar, you don't have the defense to win football games. And I think that's the biggest difference that we've seen in Foxborough. They're giving up 20, 24, 21 points. But to Denver, you know, they're to the lock. I mean, and the Chicago, some good offensive teams. And if you watch those games, yeah, it's like the defense were outstanding against Indianapolis and Denver, even though they gave up 20 points. And that's been the biggest difference, I think. You know, and obviously a healthy Gronk keeps that offense running.
Yeah, Gronk's got a different alarm clock than Jonas Gray. I mean, he gets there. That's all it takes. You can't send...
Yeah, I'm not sure if Gronk sleeps, to be honest with you. I think he just sort of...
Well, your alarm... I've learned it the hard way. Your alarm should never be your phone. You always have to have a backup. You know, like, nothing wrong with a good AC alarm clock that you plug in. Nothing wrong with it.
You gotta go old school. And if you don't, maybe you don't get any snaps. Maybe you don't get any rushes. That's what happens. You learn the hard way.